welcome to
Hey Pig. Hey Pig.
Is this our
You.
It's like lazy and kind of upsetting.
It's a good song, man.
I love that song.
Hey Pig.
Hey Pig, Piggy Pig, Piggy Pig.
That's it, huh?
That's apparently. Ooh, coming back. Why is it only a 15-minute show?
We only have a 15-minute show?
I better get to talking, my man. Can we extend this stream left 14 minutes and 13? Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm in charge of scheduling the shows from now on, all right?
There you go. That works for me.
Agree to that.
You take care of that. You made me change it. I probably changed it to a 15-minute show.
Yeah,
it's like Adult Swim, man.
You fucked it up to begin with. Jesus Christ.
Like Aqua Teen Hunger Force. All we need is 15 minutes. It's okay.
You know what I mean? That's all we need to talk about.
Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report for everyone and anyone and no one who's listening, which is...
And we question our intelligence.
We question our own intelligence. We question the word intelligence and its meanings and origins and what it's come to apply to, for example.
These controls are the best. I'm going to control this, and every time
I'll tell you what.
What you're
you
saying.
You schedule the shows, and I control the music from now on.
I don't like what you're saying. I'm just going, hey, pig, piggy, pig, pig, pig. Wow. It's going to be awesome.
So I hear you went to a bachelor party last weekend.
I did. It was a good time. Cities. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Bachelor party, well, not bachelor party. Strip clubs progressed. I don't know. They've evolved, let's say. How about that? And do I hear still the music? Whatever. Is that you in the background?
No, that's you, my man.
No, I killed that a while ago.
It's still playing. It's not
How?
Me.
How?
There you go.
How? 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 So, yeah, it was a good time, Morgan's bachelor party. No, it's just, you know, you see girl and girl kisses, yeah, at strip clubs, but this place was the next step. Girls were just going to town on each other.
That's what I'm talking about right
they
there.
They were just straight up going down on each other. And
you know, you need to take that. You need to take those kind of things as the opportunities they are to preach ass lesbianism to the strippers.
God, about that. Yeah, I should have gave him like a flyer, like one of those black and white flyers that are folded by hand.
You know, like Opie and Anthony had their bullshit WOW, Whip 'em Out Wednesdays bullshit. We should have ass lesbianism as our gimmick.
What's going to be the abbreviation for that? The ass lesbianism. AL? No, it's got to come
out. ALM, maybe?
It's got to spell out anal.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Well. Ass and a lesbianism.
Yeah.
Or maybe N-A-N ass lesbianism.
Ass neo ass lesbianism. Yeah, that's fine with me. Ass neo ass lesbianism.
Ass neo ass lesbianism. There we go.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, it's good enough for me. We'll think about that off the air when we actually have some time to think about it and come up with an
answer. That's all we have is time.
Yeah, man, I'm telling. Well, see, here's the thing. Like, this is one of my favorite things about strip clubs. In the Bronx, there is a strip club called the Golden Lady. And
I'm telling people about this place too.
And when you pass it, like you have to pass it to get to the Bronx, right? Like to get to the
Once you get into the Bronx from Manhattan through Harlem or whatever,
right?
Yeah,
if you go through Harlem, you have to pass it. It's like that Flatiron building in New York. It's like on the corner of the street.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like it's got these big garish lead. I mean, guaranteed, there's nothing but like roast beef, twat slapped. old skanks in that place. There's no way it can't be just crack whores and dried up hookers.
Yeah, what's right by Hunts Point, so yes.
Right, exactly.
It's like where they get trained before they actually get to the street.
So the great thing about this place is in big garish letters it says the Golden Lady.
Yeah,
and
you can see
fully. Or just Golden Lady. Or just Golden Lady.
Golden Lady, yeah.
And throughout the years, obviously, the place hasn't been doing such a great bit of business. So so some of the letters have been, you know, kind of burning out, and it starts to morph into something else. The one of the first times I saw it, it said Golden Lad, which was great. And then after that, like the G actually, and you can't make this shit up, the G burned out and it said Olden Lad.
The
which is even better. And then it was, then the fucking E and the N burned out, and it said Old Lad.
Old Lad.
Old Lad.
Yeah.
Come on down to the Old Lad strip club.
And that's a true fucking story. That's exactly. I can't believe that happened.
But seriously, I'm waiting. I would love to just, like, stake out that place for 24 hours and just wait for, like, the inevitable septuagenarian in a G-string to show up, like some old guy in just a fucking thong, and be like, I'm here to audition.
Be the gross old guy in Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, Herbert, yeah. Herbert, yeah.
That's the one.
Get your fat ass back here.
That's a pretty good impression, actually.
I know, man. I know, I do that good. I've had people laugh. That's it.
No. You've actually tried to pick up children with that. Little boys, actually, with that.
That doesn't, honestly, just my normal man voice is what I use to pick up children. Yeah. It works because it's authoritative. They respond to it. I'm like, get in the van now. You're in trouble.
Oh, that's terrible.
They're like, oh, what do I do? I'm like, listen, all right, your parents sent me here. I know what you did.
Right. So it was a good time. Saw titties and girls doing very bad things. And things are progressing, the whole stripper world.
That's good.
I was thoroughly shocked. Jeff pointed out these two horrible blondes must have been on ecstasy because they were far too into what they were doing. And that was actually eating each other's butts.
They were eating each other's... Wait, you said those were like a couple of old biddies, though, right?
Yeah,
like some
they were hard... Like, been to too many 80s hair band concerts.
Do you think that they may have participated in a prolapse party?
Well, if not, very soon they will be. It's the next natural progression for those two. But they were really into each other's buttholes. And
I believe in that, actually. I believe very deeply in that.
The bouncer actually, no kidding, had to, like, tell him to move it on, keep it going. You know, like that bouncer bartender type of guy.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, keep it going down. Because they were just far too long eating each other's butts in one spot.
Wait, you mean, like, eating a particular spot on each other's butt?
No,
or
just standing at the same corner for too long. Where it just got, you know, uncomfortable. I mean, even, like, good sex for too long would be uncomfortable. And that's how it was. So it's just like, oh, this is awesome. Oh, this is awesome.
I happen to disagree with that, dude. I'm champion. I've had 24 hours straight of pretty awesome sex, so.
Yeah, but...
I have to disagree with that.
Maybe your method differs from mine, but...
That was a while ago, though. That was a while ago. I'm 34 now, so I'm pretty sure that those days are over.
No, come on. I'll have you over.
Dude, I fall asleep immediately after masturbating.
I fall asleep during masturbating.
I've done that. I have absolutely... All kidding aside, I have tried to masturbate and was so tired that I literally woke up 3 hours later with my cock still in my hand.
3 hours into that, all I had was a cat nap. Like, oh, but damn, isn't that terrible? That would not have happened in our early 20s.
Oh, please.
We would have
been so excited. When I first figured out how to jerk off, I was like a fucking monkey. when I was 15, I was jerking off wherever I could, like under the radar. I sat in an assembly in high school, rubbing myself off with a school book while my friend sat next to me.
And he was rubbing his little tiny butthole.
No. Butthole didn't come until much later. But the butthole only pops up when you're bored of regular sex. Then you start shoving stuff up your ass. And
totally.
Trying to stick things in girls' asses. And trying to get them to stick things in their asses. Trying to get them to lick your penis after you stuck it in their ass.
Desperately. You know, I was half your age when I first masturbated, man. I can't believe we mentioned that before, that took you that long.
Wait, you were half my, so you were, let's see, 34, so you were like fucking, you were like 18, 17 when you masturbated for the first time?
Exactly. I was half your age when you started.
Jesus, I was 15.
I was like 8, 9 years old.
Jesus Christ.
I had two older brothers, though, you know.
Dude, I tried when I was that young, but it didn't work.
Well, nothing came out, but I was happy at the end of it. Oh, I feel good. I'm like, yeah, this is cool.
But all of the 0.02 listeners that we have, you should be aware that Lou is uncircumcised.
Why is that a problem, man?
It's not a problem. It's just for them to visualize what you're doing. They should.
I am.
You had a freakish, irregular penis.
I've been told it's nice, cute. It's like a turtle coming out of its shell.
That's the last thing I ever want a girl to call my dick is cute. Honestly.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, that's really cute.
Look at that.
It's
cute.
Look at that cute little thing.
I'm a huge proponent of actually being intact. How is it a horrible thing to circumcise a girl, but a guy not? You know what I mean?
Well, I've actually had this conversation with women that I've been with, and for the most part, they are huge proponents of circumcision. And I say to them, because a lot of people are ignorant about this. The last person I had this conversation with said, well, like, if you don't do it then, you can never do it, which is not true.
Not true.
That's not true at all. You can get a circumcision whenever you want in life.
I know somebody, an uncle of mine, that actually got it when he was a grown-ass man, like in his 30s, 40s. I don't know why.
That should be a fucking... Look, if you have a son, first off, it was a religious thing in the first place that caused this to happen. It's got enough... If you know how to wash your fucking dick, you're not going to get dick cheese.
Exactly. Like, women wash their pussies. I know.
Like, if you know what? If you don't get fucking cheese under your tits, you're not going to get cheese on your dick.
Yeah.
Like, my dick hangs off and slaps against my balls all the time. I don't get fucking cheese down there because I wash the shit out of that area in the shower.
Exactly. It's such...
Sometimes literally.
Retarded.
No, but seriously, that's like, shouldn't you let your male child make that choice themselves? Like, let them if they feel like they're less of a man, which is ridiculous, or they want to be like every other guy that they see in the gym locker room when they're pulling each other's buds. Like, Jesus Christ, are we done already?
15 minutes, man. You fucked up. You are not gonna touch these setups ever.
Well, then fucking do your job and schedule that shit right after we get off the air.
I was
like
going to.
You're like, oh, I don't know.
You were like, oh, no. Let me come in here and take this.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I scheduled a half-hour show, but when I had to go and fix it and change it to 6 because somebody's bedtime is really fucking early.
Does she come out in the recording?
No, she doesn't. You don't hear her at all.
Why is she British? It's only 90 seconds.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
30 seconds.
Well, it's...
remaining.
Can we schedule one, like, Wednesday, then?
Yeah, dude, let's schedule one for Wednesday. Fuck it. Yeah. Nobody's listening. We don't care.
I don't give a fuck about these people out there.
Yeah, fuck you guys that are supposed to be supporting us.
I threw up.
Yeah.
Don't care.
I just shit myself because of you guys.
You guys aren't listening.
Yep.
Well, next time we'll talk about movies. How about Avengers have banked $1 billion already?
No, I think masturbation is a pretty steady topic. We should.
I'm gonna start masturbating as soon as we get off.
I've been masturbating for the last 15 minutes.
No wonder you've been asleep this whole time.
Ow, little bitch. Have a good night for the for everybody who's not there. Love you all.
15 minutes. The Mike and Lou 15-minute special.
15-minute special. Right here on Comedy Central.
Woof. Who's this guy coming at my door? I don't like this guy.
Are we off yet?
I don't know. 10 seconds, is it? Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're done.
Record. Jesus. All right, I'll take care of the thingy next time. All right? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. What happened? Hello? Hello?